I'm comedian Timmy Boyle, and this is the greatest live Instagram comedy experience that nobody knew about. March of 2020, I just arrived home from tour when COVID-19 shut down the world. So despite being severely technically challenged, I started a daily live Instagram show right here from my living room. Because how hard could it be? And how long could a pandemic last? Apparently longer than 5 months. So now, 100 episodes later, I've called comedians as diverse in experience as they are in style from all around the world to discuss comedy, life, and, well, whatever. I had no goals, which was a great idea. I avoided tech checks, which was a bad idea. And I eventually wore no pants. The jury's still out on that one. And my OJ, over 150 days, transformed from refreshing drink to rancid mystery liquid right before our eyes. It was a random, free-flowing, hilariously messy ride into the minds and backstage lives of entertainers where anything could happen, and did, including a trip to a goat farm. Overcoming a lack of direction, resources, and tech ineptness, as well as multiple zombie cyber attacks, a project not expected to last even a week soon developed into a must-watch show like no other. But don't take my word for it. See for yourself, right here, on another episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. Is that it? Did we get it all? Awesome. Well, here, and you are once again in my living room. As we prepare for episode 16 of Calling Comedians in Quarantine, I can't believe it's been over 2 weeks right now. Well on our way to the goal of quite possibly 60 weeks in Quarantine. Some people think it's going to be shorter. I'm not so sure. The zombies are starting to build outside. In fact, I saw them rattling my windows earlier today. Thank you to those that are tuning in right now. We will be joining up with Joby Sad in a few minutes here. Joby is, man, this guy's an amazing comedian, and just not just on stage, but just been in the business and excelled in so many realms. Had a chance to tour with him up here a couple times on the circuit tour, and looking forward to chatting with him here tonight on Calling Comedians in Quarantine. We see a lot of our regulars showing up as well. My mom is in here as well. So keep all of the vulgarity down tonight, folks. I know sometimes it gets a little out of hand, but mom is in the house tonight. So, well, not in my house. She's in her house because she's quarantined in Toronto and I'm quarantined out here. But since we don't see each other anymore, she's now decided to pop into my living room via Instagram, which you guys are doing too. Tonight, I'm excited about tonight. As we're doing episode 16, and tomorrow, this is kind of like a setup, because stuff that gets said tonight hopefully will lead into tomorrow, because Friday nights on Calling Comedians in Quarantine is a question and you ask questions, I answer them. That's going to be happening tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. It'll be just me and you, but if you ask a really cool question, I'll invite you into the live so you can ask that question live in the chat. If you don't want to be in the live, you just turn down the request. That's perfectly fine. But tonight, hopefully, and if you've been watching over the last little while, hopefully you've been having questions about comedy, life, quarantine, and tomorrow will be that opportunity where you and I will sit down together and you technically will be the guests. So that's exciting. Thank you, Crystals, for correcting me, Q&A. And Crystals Punny, giving a shout out to my mom. Appreciate that. All right, so we are waiting for Joby Sad. Hopefully he will figure the technology out, as I've been trying to figure out the technology. For those of you who have been with us for a while know that we've had some technical difficulties. We've had full chunks of the show go missing. We've had Wi-Fi problems, mainly when we were looking at the goats. That's a whole other story. That was in Georgia. the Georgia Goats. And then I think we even had problems in a St. Catherine's basement with David Green. But some people say it was my fault here, but that can't be true. It's never my fault. Anyways, let's see here. The episode 16 of Calling Comedians Inc. Quarantine. How do we find Joby? How do we make this happen? I got to push some buttons here. Let's see. Joby's not in here right now. okay, I don't... I won't forget Calvin the Cow. If you were there for that episode, there was Calvin the Cow. Hold on one second. Sorry, I got a little bit of a bug. I don't know if anyone else is struggling with that right now. Just kidding. Here's the thing. I don't have it. I don't have it. You can't even joke about things like that. It's like if you cough, like I did cough, but I had something in my throat. But now all of a sudden everybody's like, oh, you got it. And then I'm going to like walk out my door and someone's going to call the cops on me or something like that. So I'm just here to state, for the record, I do not have COVID-19. But it's crazy. People are like calling the cops on their neighbors if they see them walking out of their house to go get the mail. Look, I know it's can spread all that type of stuff, but do we really need to do that? I'm not so sure. Okay, so I'm going to try to bring in Joby. Mary Jane Baker is helping out here. She's been trying to get a hold of Joby while I've been trying to fill time talking. We're sending it off to Joby Sad. Joby Sad is one of the most amazing names in comedy, I would think. Because every time I say it, I think it sounds like Don't Be Sad, even though it's Joby. I mean, Joby and Don't Be aren't exactly the same. It's actually the B and the B. Hey, Nick Foley One is here. Nick Foley One, welcome to Calling Comedians in Quarantine. My name is Timmy Boyle. And Joby Sad has dropped in now. So we are going to connect with him. We're going to wave to Joby Sad because that's the polite thing to do. And then we are going to send Joby a... Joby, can you hear me though? That is the question. Can you hear me, Joby Sad? If Joby Sad gives me the thumbs up, we're going to bring him in here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yes! Here we go. All right, Joby, we're going to do this. Here we go. Don't worry. I don't understand the technology either, but we're going to make this thing happen. Here we go. We are going to ask Dad, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know where he's based right now. I don't know what city he's in, but... Joby,
what, Timmy? What in the world? How could you? How would you?
I'm in your back seat.
So I didn't know if this would work or not.
Where are you? You're supposed to be like stuck in your house.
Oh, no. Friends, going. I'm on my way to a concert.
Nice. Who's performing?
I don't. Hopefully, me. Elton John's in town doing a show, and I thought maybe I could get 5 minutes on stage.
Elton performs through it. There's nothing that can get Elton canceled, right?
Right, yeah, exactly. I don't know. But the thing of it is, if you're a big star like us, you know, this is like the perfect time to do a show where you're not like mobbed by lots of people. Because everyone's, you know,
well,
worried about
getting the virus. Virtually, we're being mobbed by 7 people right now.
Yes. Well, this is how you find out who your real fans are. If they're willing to risk getting a virus. And the thing of it is,
that's like, right.
I'm sure there are a lot of there are a lot of great artists that you would risk getting a virus from if you had the chance to see them.
Don't you think? Yeah, I would do it for Bon Jovi. I would get the virus if I was to see Bon Jovi live.
Bon Jovi, really? Bon Jovi? Huh. Okay.
Yeah. That's not your guy?
Not exactly. No. But yeah, no, not for music.
So
you know, really what, anything.
What entertainer out there right now, if you knew they had the virus, you would still go up and give them a hug and want to shake their hands?
I'd hang out with a coronavirus infected Steve Martin.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah, I would probably do that too. you don't have the virus?
No.
Do you kind of wish you did?
No, I've been turned down by everybody.
Because the people who have the virus are getting all the press right now. I almost would want to have it. I'd get some news coverage.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to get, yeah. Anyway, it's a terrible thing, you know, and it's awful. You know, you really shouldn't be joking about that kind of stuff, Timmy Boyle.
You're right.
Because, you know, there's just, the thing of it is, there's just so many things about the virus that we really don't know about. So we don't really know why some why it's so severe for some and then so minor for other people. And you could be infecting a lot of people and not even know it.
Well, my life has been sitting here in my house. I've been quarantined now for over 2 weeks, and nothing has changed in my regular life. This is exactly how I live my life in general.
Oh, good. Yes.
Yeah. Well, I haven't touched anybody or seen anyone.
No, yeah, I'm not seeing anybody. But this is a great opportunity for us to get a lot of things done around the house that we normally, you know, wouldn't be able to get done. You know, I don't know about you, but I found a lot of stuff that I thought I lost. You know, prom photos, prom pictures. You know, just a lot of digital files that I just came across that I hadn't seen in years. You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the people watching this show right now, the regulars know that I'm currently not wearing pants. I don't wear pants for these shows because I don't want to do the laundry anymore. Like, I'm not going anywhere, so why bother?
Right. That's a good point. But I think for out of respect for the audience, you know, it might be a good idea to not tell them that you don't have pants on.
I don't know. I believe in full disclosure. Are you wearing pants right now?
Yes, I am. I'm wearing them. Pants and a nice business jacket for my professional appearance on this you know, top rated what do you call this podcast?
This is a television series is what I'm calling it.
Oh, TV series. Well, anyway, I thought perhaps we would give the viewers like a little tour of Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, that's where you are right now. That's awesome.
Yeah, I'm in Nashville. Yeah. I'm parked right in front of the Bluebird Cafe. Can you guys see that?
I thought you were actually driving.
I am.
Oh, you're just stopped right now.
Yeah, I just stopped in front of the Bluebird.
Okay, what's the Bluebird? Is that, like, famous? Uh-oh. The Bluebird's got no Wi-Fi.
Garth Brooks got discovered there, and let's see, where's Shucks? You know, Taylor Swift had a big show there, and she supposedly got discovered, but
I think I'm losing you, man. I think the Wi-Fi outside the Bluebird is not as good as the acts that have gone there. Joby. Well, ladies and gentlemen, currently Joby Sad is driving around Nashville. I mean, we've had a tour this very well-respected goat TV show that's just on Instagram right now because TV, I believe, is banned. I think TV is banned because of the virus. So this TV show is now on Instagram. But anyways, we've seen the goat farms, and we've been in people's basements. And we've been in people's cars, and now we are in downtown Nashville with Joby Sad, but he sadly had to leave the show. But we're going to get him back if either of us can figure out how to do that. Anybody there been to Nashville before? Do we have any Nashville people right now? This is the beautiful thing about live shows, by the way. This is what's amazing about live shows, is that anything could go wrong. People have often asked me why I enjoy doing comedy. And it's not because of the opportunities to have something go really well. It's the opportunities to have things fail. Not everybody enjoys the awkward moment, but I do. Crystal's Punny has been to Nashville. She took a trip down there, and I believe she might very well have seen Joby Sad when she was down there. Peg Leg Porkers, I don't even want to know what that is. That seems like something like on Ed Wiley's farm. I don't know if we can talk to Ed. So I tried to send a message back off to Joby, and we'll have to see what's up. So tonight, let's do this. Crystal's Punny, what was your favorite part about Nashville? And then everyone else who's watching right now, while we're trying to get a hold of Joby Sad to get him back into this call, where is the best place you've ever visited other than your parents' house? You can't say your parents' house. Yeah, it can be anywhere else. Not that mine is definitely my parents' house, but I'm saying that because my mom is watching, although she probably tuned out now because she actually is a fan of all the other comics. I'm kind of way down the list of her favorite comics. So even though my favorite place to visit is their house, which I can't do anymore. I would if there wasn't a virus. It's the virus. That's why I can't come to visit. It's not me. Crystal's Punny's favorite part of Nashville was Belmont Mansion. Wow, that's pretty high living. When I went to Nashville, I was in like a Best Western hotel room, but you were in a mansion. Yeah, I can see how that would be pretty cool. The Belmont. That just sounds fancy. Where else have people gone? While we're waiting here for Joby Sad, I don't know what has happened here. This was supposed to be calling comedians in quarantine with Joby Sad. And I hope he didn't get mugged. Did people get mugged in Nashville? I don't know. I didn't get mugged. But it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I've never fallen off of a cliff, but people do. So there's no evidence. You can't prove a positive with a negative. That's what they said in school. Or maybe I read it online. I don't know. I didn't actually go to school. That's why I'm performing in front of five people on Instagram Live. So stay in school, kids. But actually now everybody's homeschooled, right? I was doing homeschooling. Look, I was doing homeschooling long before it was mandated to be popular. So now everybody's doing homeschooled, but I was doing it way before that. Roy says, almost got into the middle of a gunfight in Nashville. That's a super cool story. That is a super cool story. So I'm almost in a gunfight. Now, Roy is also a 7-degree black belt. So I'm not even sure that he's worried about that at all. For those of you who are new coming in here, I'm Timmy Boyle, and you're watching Calling Comedians in Quarantine. We did have Joby Sad, a comedian based out of Nashville, Tennessee. He was with us, and then something happened. We're not sure if he got into a gunfight, as Roy has said can happen. We're not sure if the cops got him because he was using his phone while driving. That could have happened too. And Crystal's Punny says, what happens if the bluebird stays at the bluebird? Government conspiracy. So, okay, maybe the government knew something about Joby. Maybe he saw he was on this show. Oh, man. Maybe a zombie. Yes. There we go. Finally, somebody is thinking here. That's correct. IMI 589. I don't know if it's IMA or IMI. It may have been a zombie. Oh, could it be true, after all the talks about zombies, that our first zombie attack happened, like, live on this show? Oh, that's, like, awesome. So the question would be then, if a zombie did get Joby Sad, now we're going off on a different level here, because we're just speculating. But follow me on this one, folks. Because Joby can't technically be here right now, we do not know what has happened to him. He's just now in Nashville. But we are going to assume zombies got him. Now, if Nashville zombies got him, do they first eat his brain, or do they drag him inside the bluebird and subject him to 5 hours of country music while his brain is still intact? Because that's like one of the worst things that could happen. And then they take the brain. So he's kind of like kind of that pain before. Like, I don't know, what does a Nashville zombie do? Maybe Nashville zombies don't even eat brains. I don't know. Maybe they're very civilized. Maybe they just like playing music. But right now, the comedian that we were supposed to be calling is lost in Nashville. So let's say that the zombie got him. Let's say here, here live on Calling Comedians Into Quarantine, episode 16. We've been talking about zombies and nobody has been believing me. Nobody. Megan says that would turn his brain to mush. Very true. Joby is sad is back. Now, is he back? Or is this a zombie who took his phone? We're going to find out in a minute. Here we go. Let's try this here. Let's see what happened. Because I'll tell you what. If this is, we're gonna ask some questions to find out whether this is really Joby sad or whether this is a zombie of Joby sad. Go live with Joby sad. Here we go. This is it. Connecting. Joby!
Sorry about that. My battery died.
The rumors have been rampant. We were afraid you got taken in by zombies.
Oh, zombies? Oh. Well, it would be more like the authorities. There'd be a lot of other places. Yeah, no, I'm okay. I'm good. But okay. Anyway.
We thought you got swarmed.
So, yeah.
So now people are kind of disappointed.
What, that I came back or what?
No, they're excited you came back, but they're disappointed that there wasn't a zombie attack. We've been waiting for one. For 16 episodes, I've been talking to a zombie, just waiting, and we thought we had one live right on the show, and then you came. So could you tell us you saw a zombie at least?
Well, what we ought to do, Timmy, what we ought to do is the TV show The Walking Dead, you know, they shoot that show, that TV series down in Georgia, down in South Georgia.
A little town. In Atlanta, actually.
In Atlanta? Well, I think it's actually just outside of Atlanta, a little town just outside of there. Okay. I actually went down there. Zach Brown lives down there. It's a nice little community. We actually had the Clean Comedy Challenge there about 5 years ago. So what we have to do is we'll have to stage like a remote from that little town, because all the people there are like totally into The Walking Dead and into the zombies, and everybody that lives down there has been on the show in one form or another. And if you're like really into zombies, I think that's the place to have your zombie episode.
Well, I'm not so much into zombies. I'm just trying to warn people about them.
Oh, good. All right. Well, I can help you there. There aren't any.
Well, not down there, but up here there are.
Really?
There were these, I'm telling you, there were these three quote-unquote kids playing basketball.
Yeah.
And I knew they were zombies just trying to trick me. They're like, walk by, nothing's going to hurt you. No, it's okay. And I went the other way. I knew full well what was happening there. I was not getting sucked into that trap.
Hmm. Okay. Well, I don't really have anything to add to the zombie story or
all right. Fair enough.
Much knowledge. I thought I gave you a hot tip with the Walking Dead series.
Here's a good transition then from zombies. Zombies are known for being very stiff. They do nothing.
Yeah.
Right? But your whole career has been done on very physical comedy, facial expressions, like a lot of that kind of like a lot of movement.
Timmy, look, what do you want from me? Look, I work hard, okay? I have to work hard. You know, I got to work extra hard. You got weak material, you got to learn how to sell it. And how do you sell it? You get physical, you know? You got to put more into it, you know? I wish I could just show up and mumble through my set, my act, like a lot of these other guys do. But it's not going to work for me. So anyway, it's very exciting right now. If you don't mind, I'd like to continue my tour of the city of Nashville.
No, this is good. I had that on my list. So
okay, here's, here's the two pretty girls and a guy with a dog. I don't know those people, and I really
those are zombies.
I shouldn't put them on, but anyway, because you know they didn't sign up for this.
Why are they walking around? I thought everybody's supposed to be in their houses.
Well, you're supposed to maintain a social distance. You know, that's the thing, a social distance. You know, basically, they don't want you to talk to anybody or try to have fun.
So could you run at those people coughing while you're at the camera there so we could see what would happen if they would run from you?
Well, that would be entertaining. Yes. That would be entertaining. But now, right now, I just want to tell your followers, your listeners. Now, who all is watching this exactly? Are these people that are just on like on your Facebook list, or who sees?
No, they're people from all over the place. We had somebody from Puerto Rico was watching a couple nights ago. So there's people just randomly showing up here as each episode we bring in a different comic.
Okay, well, great. Well, this is Joby Said coming to you live from Nashville, Tennessee, in my continuing four-part series on life in Nashville, Tennessee. Right now, I want to show your viewers a little glimpse of another world. It's the world of Adelicia Acklin and the famous Belmont University, Belmont Mansion. And that's where we are right now, and that's where I'm going to take you guys right now. And I see a security guard parked here. And there is security here, so we might get kicked off. I don't know what the story is. But anyway, so this is a beautiful mansion that was built in 1861, I think it was, 1860, or maybe 1859, just before the Civil War. And so Adelicia Acklin was the richest woman of the South. And as a matter of fact, I'm sure you guys are all familiar with Gone with the Wind. And Margaret Mitchell, she based her stories. She created Gone with the Wind from the stories that her mother.
Oh, you're walking away from the Wi-Fi in your car. Okay, he's talking about Gone with the Wind. Gone with the Wind. I don't know if you guys are seeing what I'm seeing, but that's a great pause on Joby's face right now. Or maybe I'm the one who's paused. I don't know. I've heard some weird things. So, Joby, I don't know if you can hear me right now, but I can't. As soon as you got out of the car, Joby Sad left. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, this has been, listen, if you are looking for a completely flawless tour around Nashville, This isn't the show to find that. However, if you are looking for a mostly interrupted tour of Nashville, of so far 1.5 locations, then this is the show. On this show, this is the thing. Anything can happen. And right now, some people would say, abandon the plan, Timmy. Not abandoning the plan. The plan is to talk to Joby Sad, because this is calling comedians that could quarantine. And Joby Sad will come in at least one more time. That's it. That's the plan. Now, he's down in Nashville. He was talking about Gone with the Wind. I honestly cannot tell you whether or not I have actually seen Gone with the Wind. Have any of you seen Gone with the Wind? Because I don't think I've ever seen it. I mean, I know like the phrases like, I don't give a damn, Scarlet, is that right? Scarlet, I don't give a damn, or damn you, Scarlet, I don't know, something like that. It was old. And then there's some guy like Red Pickett, is that his name? Rhett Barber, Rhett? Is that, I don't even know if that's his name either. Anyways, have you seen Gone with the Wind? Because I don't think I have. And I just know it was in the South with some guy named Rhett and Scarlet. And they just didn't give a damn. Was that basically how it summarize it? I don't know. But Joby was about to show us the connection between that movie and the Bell something hotel. Rhett Butler. Thank you. My mom came in to tell me Rhett Butler. My mom actually knew Rhett Butler. I think they went to coffee once. Mom, if that's not a true story, don't destroy it. That's something that everybody here would like to believe to be true. So my mom once went to coffee with Rhett Butler, or the guy who played him, Cary Grant, I think his name was. Cary Grant or that other guy, Paul Newman, maybe? I think it was Paul Newman was the Rhett Butler. Was he a butler? Was he a butler or was he like a rich guy who just was called Butler? Because that would be really confusing. Anyways, so Gone with the Wind is not on my list of favorite movies all time. I know it's been on some people's lists of favorite movies all time. I would have to say, since we're talking about movies right now, unless anybody has anything else to say here, let me see here. Hold on one second. Oh, Clark Gable. Yeah, Clark Gable. He was, that was the lead character in National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Remember Clark? He was the dad, Clark Gable. Okay, Crystal's Punny, I think, is helping us out with the tour of Nashville. Adelacia Acklin is seriously amazing. She was married 3 times. Well, if that's the definition of amazing, that's interesting. I never saw that as amazing, but married 3 times. Her house is the Belmont A Mansion. Oh, is that like that's like English, or that's Canadian. It's the Belmont A. The Belmont A Mansion. For those of you who would just be hearing this, possibly in some future podcast version, that's because Crystal's Punny typed in Belmont A-E-H. So it's not just me like messing it up. It literally is, it says Belmont A Mansion. And Adelia's story is very similar, mimics Gone with the Wind story. Oh, so they stole, okay. So Gone with the Wind stole this story from Adelia Acklin, who was amazing for being married 3 times. Like, I don't know, maybe like, was she a horrible woman and it was amazing that 3 people married her? I'm still trying to bring together the amazing part of that. And she was in a Canadian, mountain mansion, because I think that the Belmont is French for mountain. The Belmont A Mansion, the Canadian version, and then the Gone with the Wind producers, including Clark Griswold and the Rhett Butler guy, and the lady who didn't give a damn. They came together. That might have been the 3 people that Adelia was married to. The butler, Rhett was his name, and then she married Clark Griswold from the Christmas Vacation, and then she married Joby Sad. So that's probably the most realistic story that we're getting from this. I'm amazed, quite frankly, that anybody is still tuning in right now, and I have a feeling that Joby forgot that his phone wasn't charged and then left. And then his phone died again. So, yeah. So, any other movies that you want to know about? Because clearly I think I just nailed the Gone with the Wind summary. I can do, let's see. How could I summarize? Give me another movie that that I might not know, but maybe I do. You know that I've never seen the movie Titanic? You know that? I've never seen Titanic. And lots of people say, well, you should watch Titanic. It's amazing. Why would I see Titanic now? Like, it's been like, what, 50 years old? I know how it ends. I mean, I don't really. I mean, I have seen the pictures, and I'm really interested in seeing, like, whether or not the Jack Bauer guy could sit on the raft with the new girl who he was painting. You've never seen Titanic either? Yeah. No. At this point, why, right? It's kind of like smoking. I've never smoked. And people are like, well, should you try it? I'm like, no, number one, I'm not going to try it. Because, like, why now? Or coffee. Coffee is probably the better example, because people do frown upon smoking, because apparently there's a little bit of research out there that says it might hurt your lungs. But coffee, who everybody loves coffee. I've never had a coffee. And people say, try it now. It's like, why would I try it this late in life? Same with the Titanic. Maybe I should sit down and watch the Titanic with a mug of coffee, smoking a cigarette, like Clark Griswold from the Gone with the Wind. I cried every time you see, hey, look, Joby Sad is here. Let's see what's happening. So here we go. We're going back to our remote guy, traveler, interviewer guy, Joby Sad, live in Nashville. Coffee is good for your heart, and so is this show. This will do you good. Here we go. Joby Sad, down in Nashville. We are bringing him back in to see where he is now on his journey. Live on Calling Comedians in Kikorin.
Sorry.
Joby Sad is back.
Sorry about that. I'm so sorry. My keeps dying. The battery keeps going. If I unplug it for a second, it dies.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
I'm so sorry, but I wanted to show your followers, the people of your followers, Belmont Mansion. That's the mansion I was going to take y'all to.
And so, that's where, wait, can you just drive the car up right to the door?
I know I can't drive any closer than where I am right now.
Okay.
This is the grounds. This is Belmont Mansion. And that's the grounds. And that's the mansion right there. This is it right here.
Nice.
But I wanted to walk up so you could get a closer look. But anyway, this is where, this was built in, it says 1853. Looks like 1853. Ooh. And so I think she moved in like in the late 1850s. And then, yeah. But anyway, what I was telling our viewers is Margaret Mitchell, she based the book Gone with the Wind on, her lead character was Scarlett O'Hara.
Scarlett O'Hara
was based on Adelicia Ackland. So this is the real life Scarlett O'Hara.
And she was married. She was married to Clark Gable.
Right. Or her first husband was Isaac,
or the butler,
Isaac Franklin.
The butler.
And her second husband was Joseph Ackland.
Okay. Who was her third husband?
Mitch Cheatham. Something Cheatham. He ran the mental institution here in Nashville.
Oh. Where's that? Can you take us there?
Sure. Okay. Sure, yeah.
Is that close?
It's not too far, and plus I have VIP status there, so I can get us in.
Nice.
Right.
So we were having a big discussion while you were gone about Gone with the Wind.
Oh, were you?
Have you actually seen that movie?
Sure. Yeah. I actually watched it on YouTube in 3-minute, video clips. Took me about 9 hours to watch the whole movie.
So what was your favorite 3-minute clip?
Gosh, you know, there were so many good clips. I don't know. That's a hard one to answer right now. I'm not really good at multitasking. You know?
My favorite part of the movie is when the butler says that he doesn't give a damn. That's my favorite one.
Oh yeah, well that was Clark Gable that said that. But yeah, that was good. That was the end of the movie. Yeah.
Right, so, the butler, right? He was a butler in the movie?
No. No, that was Clark Gable that says that.
Oh. Who's the Rhett guy?
Rhett? Yeah, Red is Clark Gable.
Oh, it's the same dude?
Yeah, it's the same guy. Yeah, yeah. That's okay. You haven't seen the movie in a long time, probably.
Hollywood anyway, is so confusing.
So what I want to do now is, if you don't mind, I don't want to mess up what you got going on there with your viewers, but so we're going to drive down Music Row here in Nashville. We'll get a good look.
Nice.
We'll kind of get a look at that. So that's where all the
just
music
so you know,
industry happens. Yeah.
Just and, so you know, you're not messing up anything, because this show is about your life, and so this is super cool. We don't know what to expect on this show, so you're not messing up anything at all. We're taking a tour of Nashville with Joby Sad. Uh-oh. Leslie, what? Leslie Wolf? Leslie Wolf is the photobomb right now. I don't know if Joby can hear us. Oh, Joby has left the group. Ladies and gentlemen, this is part of the plan. We wanted to do these little glimpses of Nashville and then ultimately bring you back here. Oh, here, Joby Sad is back, everybody. Here we go. Going live once again to Joby Sad in Nashville. Here we go. Going live with Joby Sad. Maybe. Joby Sad.
What happened? Why did I get kicked off?
Did you unplug it?
No, I didn't do anything.
Man.
Okay, anyway, this is Music Row,
everybody. Well, every time you cut off, this is Music Row?
Yeah.
So what happens on Music Row? What's going on? Uh-oh.
There's some people right there. Shucks.
Oh. Get in your house.
I'm going out making sure that everybody else is inside.
No, that's good. Yeah. Every city needs somebody like you.
I just came out to yell at people. Yeah. So anyway, this is Music Row. As you can see, it's a little slow. So a lot of law offices and music.
Music Row with lots of law offices. I guess that because all the legalities, right? You can't steal music.
I think it's the next street over. It's coming up.
What's that?
This used to be CSAC right here. I don't know what it is.
What's
now.
What's CSAC?
Oh, this is a long time ago. Oh, shucks. Oops. Almost hit that car. Crystal Gale, look at that. All right, Curb Records. Wait a minute, maybe this is it.
Is this the main hub in Nashville?
Yeah, oh, Curb Records. There's Curb. I think, yeah, that's Curb. There's CMA, Country Music Association.
Oh,
CSEC. That's... Well, there's CSEC's there now. They moved there. I don't know what they do. Everything's related to the music business.
Even all of the lawyers' offices.
Yeah, everything. So now we're going down Roy Acuff Place. My mom used to work for Roy Acuff. Okay, and here's RCA, Victor Studios. Here it is right here. This is where Elvis recorded a lot of his big hit songs. So
who's Elvis? Well, the question is, that's where Elvis did some of his. So Joby, you said Elvis did shows there or like recorded there. I just want to know if Elvis is still recording there. I don't know. Is Elvis? Well, we can tell you this about Nashville, some really old buildings, some cool connections to old movies, and amazing Wi-Fi in Nashville.
Okay, all right, well, oh. I don't know how there would be a copyright infringement on any of this. We're just driving around Nashville.
I know. You never know who's watching you, though. Hey, does Elvis still record in that building?
Well, it's funny you should ask, Timmy. You know, they did put a mix together of, a little less conversation, a little more action. Remember that song, that Elvis song? They did a remix of that, and it went straight to number one. And that was, you know, what, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, I think. So, you know, they're still putting stuff out. So, yes.
So Crystal's Punny here says that Dolly Parton has a huge office on Music Row. Do you know where Dolly Parton's office is?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say I do know where her office is. We can go there if you want. She has an office on 12th.
Yeah. Hey, if you know where it is, let's finish the tour off at Dolly Parton's place. Well, here's the thing. If you ever, for an entertainment capital of the world, really, Nashville is right up there with LA, New York, in terms of, is up there as well. But anyways, Joby Sad has left the call. So I don't think that's a surprise at this particular point. But anyways, we will get him back. We're gonna finish this thing off. Thank you for watching. This has been a super interesting episode of Calling Comedians into Quarantine. We really don't know what's gonna happen on these shows, but we went down a different journey than I was thinking we were gonna go on. But super cool. We saw those buildings, and if we can get Joby back one more time here, we'll do a proper send off, and then he can go and maybe he can take pictures and send them to me, and I'll post them on Instagram and be like, here's what we would have seen if Nashville had Wi-Fi. But that's the thing. If you're anybody there is from Nashville, just understand this. If you're gonna be an entertainment hub, just maybe have some sort of internet service, something down there. That's how people communicate now, you know, like not everybody just has an old mansion and they can just bring some friends together and do a war movie like Gone with the Wind, you know, like, you know, we communicate through technology, and Nashville doesn't seem to be up to speed with that. So let me say this, if Joby comes in, we'll do a goodbye and then we'll close off the show for tonight. But thank you for tuning in. My name is Timmy Boyle, and you can find me just by Googling Timmy Boyle, quite frankly. Google Timmy Boyle. I want you to like and follow my page here on Instagram, as well as on Facebook. They're at The Real Timmy Boyle. You can find me at Timmy Bits on Twitter. Jamie United has showed up here late to the party, Jamie. We've just finished a fantastic tour of Nashville with comedian Joby Sad, but thank you for tuning in just in time for me to say, connect with me online. You can find me at on YouTube at Timmy Shorts. You're going to want to go over to Timmy Shorts and subscribe there, because all of our episodes and all of their wacky rides, but we had some great conversations in the midst of the wacky rides. This is episode 16. They're all going to ultimately be on YouTube at Timmy Shorts. So if you haven't subscribed there, go over there to do that. Yeah, I guess for now, Joby might attempt to get in here, but let me just say this. My name is Timmy Boyle. Thank you for joining us again for another episode of Calling Comedians in Quarantine. I would challenge you to, it is a challenge. It's a flat out challenge. Connect with me online. Do that. There's no limit. You can also tune in daily, 7 o'clock. Different comedians coming in from all around North America. We never know what's about to happen as we talk about comedy life and quarantine, or get a tour of Nashville. That could just happen. Or a tour of goat farms. That's happened on this show too. Anything can happen here. Subscribe to Timmy Shorts. And until then, everybody, listen, we miss Joby. We're sorry that the connections didn't work, but we saw some cool places, some places in Nashville that you wouldn't have been able to see. You might have been able to Google the place, but really, would you have been able to see it through Joby's eyes and my eyes and your eyes through Instagram like you've done tonight? No. That was a unique tour that only you experienced. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the bell. Time's up. Follow Joby Sad. Joby Sad, S-A-A-D, one of the most amazing names for a comedian. JobySad.com, quite possibly. But just go to Joby Sad. Follow him here on Instagram. Go to his Instagram page now and tell him how much you enjoyed that trip through Nashville so that he knows that people were watching. Do that. And then while you're doing all that stuff, look, until tomorrow when I see you again here, which will be question and answer period. If you've got a cool question that you've always wanted to ask about comedy or my life or whatever, maybe you just want to ask about what's something on my shelf in the back, my 80s memorabilia or my G.I. Joes, whatever it may be, tomorrow night, if the question is cool enough, I'll invite you into the live chat. But it's just your opportunity to ask me questions about comedy, life, and quarantine. That will be tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Until then, my friends, from my living room to yours. Stay well, keep on laughing, and just say no to zombies. Have a good one. Am I still live? I have no idea if I'm still alive. My phone is doing weird things. If this is recording right now as a live, just par for the course. I might be live. I don't know how to shut this thing off. Right now, you might be looking at me and going, he's live, but he shouldn't be live. And it's true. I shouldn't be. I am still live. This is funny. I don't know how to shut this off, folks. And the problem is this. If I shut this off, I might lose everything like we did in an episode a while ago. So literally, I have no way to stop this live. Here's the dilemma. I can't even tell if people are still watching. Literally all I see is me as if I'm like taking a video of me. But apparently I'm still live. So don't send me messages, anybody, because it's going to show up on the live feed because the little banner thing will come down. So I don't quite know what to do at this particular point because if I shut off my phone, no, see? If I shut off my phone, the whole episode is going to be lost. That's my dilemma, folks. My dilemma is that the whole episode will be lost. Our whole journey with Joby Sad will be lost if I shut off my phone. So, okay, so here's what I'm doing. What if I rotate the phone? That's my floor. There's my socks. This is the weirdest thing. So like, I'm like literally, this is like the Truman Show, 24/7 live. So what I'm doing right now is I'm actually going on to my Instagram on another phone. I turned it sideways. People are giving me advice here to turn it sideways. It is that time again, 7 o'clock here. On there's the sideways. Let me see. So right now I'm on another phone. See, look, I'll show you guys because people are still watching. So there's me on a live on Instagram. But this was last night's live is now here on Instagram. And, but I'm trying to find out like how I can see me being live. How do I see me being live? This is so eerie. Like literally, I have this feeling that people are still watching me, which might be very true. See, it doesn't say that I'm live right now, though. Wait, maybe if I log out. Let's log out. Log out of this. Let's go into this. Is this exciting and gripping TV right now? Four people are watching. All right. Well, hang on there, people. We detected an unusual login
That's not my email address. A suspicion login account? Yeah, it's me. I'm the suspicious login account. This is so eerie. You guys are watching something. And normally I would just shut it off. But I'm afraid if I shut it off, I lose everything that we just experienced with Joby Sad. That would make me sad. I can't even see if people are talking to me. I can't, like, literally, unless you send me, like, an actual message. Well, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who are still tuning in, no, look at that. I accidentally voted for dogs on my poll now because I'm just pushing numbers. I didn't want that. I didn't want to vote for dogs. I vote for cats. All right. So if anybody has some technical help, I have a feeling that my phone is completely frozen. It says pause. Read this. Pause because weren't the app. I was using the app. That's why we're in this position. Because if I wasn't using the app, then why would I be doing a live on Instagram if I wasn't using the app? If there was a way to save all of this somehow, like, look, okay, I'm turning my phone sideways. Some people have said to turn your phone sideways. Some people have said that. Some people have said, you know, turn it the other way. You know, there's my carpet. And there's my dresser. There's the upstanding comedy sign that my sister made me. Oh, look, I'm zooming in. Oh, bet you didn't know I could do that while I'm live. And this here is maple syrup. That's maple syrup. I think that was supposed to be for Joby. She's got that. And then this here is a certificate that says Tim Boyle, best comedian ever. That was done by my son. Gave me that award back in 2012. So that was a while ago. I don't even know if I'm still that. And there's the Canadian flag. And yeah. So... well, this is a depressing way to end because I literally, there's, folks, I am going to attempt to swipe. Oh, wow. Wait a minute. I just brought up. Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, so I can now see everybody's comments. What's good? Bye. My mom got out of here. You is. Yes, you are live. Yep, you have to restart your phone. I'm not restarting my phone. Turn your phone sideways. No. Let me in. That will end it. Okay, let me see what happens. Oh, wait a minute. Oh! I don't know what I just did. I don't know what I just did. I think, oh, hello to Michelle. Yeah, uh-huh. Yep. Can you see your back button on your phone? I just, no, I think we just did it. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Timmy Boyle from Upstanding Comedy, and you have just experienced one of the weirdest lives that I think could happen. We had this crazy mystical tour all the way through through Nashville with comedian Joby Sad. And now, I don't know what happened there, but I believe that if I actually stop this thing now, hey, Joby Sad, I unfroze. What, I was frozen the whole time? Wait, how long ago were these questions said? Wait, somebody throw in a comment right now. Is this actually happening right now? Can you actually hear and see me right now? Somebody throw something out, because that was like so weird. And it looks like, I don't know how I got back to this. I don't know what buttons I pushed.
Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Calling Comedians Into Quarantine. Please take a moment to like, share, subscribe, and ring the little bell so you and your friends don't miss any of the laughs. Episodes will be uploaded here at Timmy's Shorts daily until I run out. And be sure to check out the description below for links to connect with myself or my guests on social media, support us by buying merchandise, and also download the podcast version of this show. Until next time, remember, your brain, it's for thinking, not for eating. So just say no to zombies. My name's Timmy Boyle.